Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Hey, what's up, my friend? Marquel Russell here. Welcome to this brand new episode of the School of Client Attraction. And today I'm going to be interviewing the great Nicole Ambrose. She's a realtor and real estate investor and also a real estate coach. And I'm going to have her unpack her entire process of how she landed 22 at the time of us doing this interview, 22 $5,000 clients in only 6 weeks. So that's a little over 100 grand. And the program wasn't even created yet. All right. So we're going to jump into that interview right now. And I'm going to really answer all the tough questions so you can get this and unpack it and implement it into your business, whether you're in real estate, whether you're a coach, or whatever the case may be. It's a lot of nuggets inside of here. So let's jump into it.
King of Client Attraction.
All right, cool. So what is up, everyone? I'm inside of Facebook and also on Instagram. So if you're on Instagram, we're actually going to be live in the Facebook group. Let me put this in. Let me put the link in the, just in case y'all want to get in the group. Hold on. So if you want to get inside the group, I'm putting it in here in the chat. FB group. Ramon said, where the A hat? I don't got the A hat on today, man. I had to switch it up a little bit. So this is Angie is a client. They got this brand called Paperland, right? It's like, yeah, it's called Paperland with the shirt too. So in the back of it says, "Who don't like paper?"
So I love
that. Yeah, so it's like saying, "Who don't like paper?" So I'm rocking with them. What's good? What's good, everybody? What's good, everybody? So look, bro, so I need, I'm DM me and I'll hook you up with Angie so she can get you straight. So I got like the green one, I got a pink one, I got a black one and like a denim one. And I got like all the t-shirts she had and she got like this little track jacket. So yeah, I was like, let me just get all one of each. You know, we got to support each other, right?
Absolutely.
So let's get into it, y'all. So basically, so if you're on Instagram, jump inside the group if you want, because we're about to interview the great Nicole Ambrose. And Nicole is basically about to break down how she was able to land 20 clients at $5,000 a client in only 6 weeks. So you can do your math. 20 clients at $5,000 to $100,000 in 6 weeks. She's about to break down the whole blueprint inside of the Facebook group. I'm not sure if y'all can better hear it. I'm going to let y'all kind of eavesdrop. If you're on Instagram, if you don't got like a Facebook page, you can't get in the group. If you decide to go get in the group, by clicking on the link, marquelrussell.com/FB group, answer the three questions. If you don't answer the three questions, Wes ain't going to let you in. So you got to answer those three questions. But if you want to stick on here and you got some questions, you can drop them in the chat and I'll answer as well. And we'll get a master. Hopefully y'all can kind of hear the answers because I got the phone right here and the computer right here. So we'll see. But if you want to get in the group, you want to see the screen, you want to, you know, engage inside of the group, and you want to get the replay and all that, marquelrussell.com/FB group and click the link. I think you click it there or in the bio or something like that.
Please mention again the importance of them answering all the questions. I have four people right here and none of them answer any questions. They're all being declined. So let them know, stress how important it is to answer all the questions.
And you have to answer the three questions. Like, people joining out, answer the questions, y'all. Like, Wes ain't going to take no shorts. And it's really only two questions you got to answer. It's three questions, but it's two you got to answer. Answer the questions. That's the only way you're going to get in. All right? So let's get into it. So, Nicole, first off, thank you for taking some time out of your very busy schedule to hop on with us.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. So By the way, Marquel,
okay. I was 3 minutes tardy because I was signing up another client. Just FYI.
We'll take that. So she was 3 minutes. Can y'all hear what's going on the laptop? Let me know. But she said she was 3 minutes tardy because she was enrolling a client. So we can deal with that. We can deal with that. So that's 21 now or what?
That's 22.
22 clients on 5,000. You know, we got to dive in and see how did you make this happen. So first off, tell everybody who you are in your own words.
So I am Nicole Ambrose. I'm a real estate agent and investor. And now I've added to that a real estate agent coach. I teach real estate agents how to take their business to a multi six-figure business in a very short amount of time.
Nice, nice, nice. Can y'all hear Nicole over here on what's name? Perfect. I think y'all can. Oh, we can hear. Okay, cool. So my first question, Nicole, is I always like to know why entrepreneurs do what they do, because this entrepreneurship stuff ain't sweet, right? It ain't always as cute as everybody make it seem on the internet. So why are you even on this entrepreneurial journey?
For me, it was about my children. I got tired of missing school events for my kids, and I wanted to be able to vacation with them when I wanted to vacation with them, go to their different sporting events. But even more so than that, I felt like if I was going to give another company 10 hours a day and help them make tons and tons of money, if I devoted that same effort into my own business, I can make my own self that same amount of money. So it was really about financial freedom and being able to make enough money to leave a legacy for my children's children.
Good stuff. Good stuff. So, and you've been a real estate agent for how long?
It'll be 4 years in February.
So 4 years in February, good stuff. So my first question, before we even get into the coaching side, like you've been done extremely well before before we even connected, right?
Absolutely.
What did you do? And like, especially in a space where like most real estate agents, from what I found, I'm not in the industry, but what I found is that a lot of them make almost no money, especially like at the level of success that you've accomplished, right? Most never meet that pinnacle. So what would you say were some things that you did differently? How was that possible early on for you?
So to be honest with you, initially, and this is just a true story, I hired a coach that was an Instagram phenomenon. Like he was killing it as far as followers on Instagram, and he talked a really good game. So I signed up for his coaching program to the tune of $25,000. And it did not, a lot of the things that I explained to him that I wanted to do, I was looking up in the coming weeks and he was implementing them in his business. So, and he wasn't really helping me a lot. So honestly, what fueled me was the fact that if he was a top producing real estate agent, had been a real estate agent for over 15 years, if he was implementing stuff that I told him that I wanted to do, at first I was just pissed. But then after that, I was like, you know what? That means that I'm on to something.
Right.
So I backed up out his coaching program and began to just take a deeper dive into the things that he started to implement that I had given him. And I just put those things on steroids. And then I start really taking a deep dive into research of what all the successful real estate agents were doing. And I knew it wasn't the normal stuff that people tell you to do. The cold calling, the door knocking, calling your spirit influence, that crap doesn't work. So my first year, I ended up selling 25 homes and I did the research and I actually started monitoring different personalities that I actually sold and what made me successful in those sales. And I just started writing that stuff down and really, really taking a deep dive into my business from a perspective of personality traits and what makes people buy and different things like that. And then understanding who my sphere was and who I wanted to sell to. Once I did that, I actually became really successful. My second year, I sold 50. And then I just started putting all my best practices on steroids. Last year, I sold 62. And this year, I'll end out at 85. So it was really just really studying my craft and becoming, a lot of times we'll start seeing what other agents are doing and we start jumping around and never really hone in on what works for us and what makes us successful. We forget about the success factor and we just start doing anything just because we see that it's popular and other people are doing it. So I really just put all my best practices on steroids and went with it.
Nice, I love it, I love it. So so you've been doing real estate for how long?
It'll be 4 years in February.
So you did 22 houses your first year.
Actually, it was 28.
So 28 the first year. And then second year?
It was 48.
48 the second year. Third year?
62.
And then this year going to end about 85, you said?
Yep.
Perfect. I love it. So that continuous growth. And so for those listening, it's like, what's the actionable insights that she already just shared? Number one, she came in the game
and was automatically open to investing in herself. Went out and dropped 25 grand. Boom. And then it didn't go the way she wanted to go. She backed out of it, still kept going. It was like, okay, I know I'm on to something. Even with that, most people, that would have knocked most people out the game, right? So she stayed in the game. She's like, I got to stay to my craft, get amazing at it, and go all in on it. So that's a jewel. And by the way, if y'all got any questions for Nicole, drop them in the chat. I'm going to do my best to kind of keep up with these Instagram chats. And I'll throw you on Facebook. Drop them in the chat, and we'll get y'all questions answered as well as we go. And, of course, Wes, you can jump in here whenever as well. So let me ask you this. I got so many questions, actually. We got a little bit of time, so I want to make sure I get the best ones in, right? So, I mean, obviously you was already crushing it, right, in a big, big way. Uh-huh. What actually, and then we started working together. So let's talk about the transition to, like, leveraging this digital side with your coaching business and all that. Because what would you say, because since you was already crushing it, and most people, like, once they start really crushing at a really high level, they're like, okay, I know it all, I'm good. What actually made you decide to invest or seek out a coach to assist you, you know, with taking things to the next level with your coaching side of the business?
Because I really understood the mistakes that I made the first time. And part of me making mistakes in my business the first time was really not, you don't know what you don't know. So one thing that I understand is that I'm very good at sales. That shirt that you bought from somebody else, I can sell it back to you off your back. So I'm excellent at sales, but that whole digital space was foreign to me. And I spent a lot of money in the beginning of my real estate business making mistakes. I didn't want to make those mistakes again. I just wanted to make sure that I went to the right person. I did some research about that space, the coaching space, and about how to really get it out there. On a bigger platform. And when I met with you, it was like, okay, this makes sense. All the things that you were telling me that you could do for my business, I knew that it was things that I didn't know anything about. So I think part of being successful in business is understanding that you have to surround yourself with people that are better than you and know the things that you don't know in order to help you grow. Because it's going to be impossible for you to be perfect and good at everything. So you have to, you know, really pay people that are excellent in their space to help you be excellent in those areas.
Got it. So let me ask you this. So all right. So you did that, came through within about 6 weeks. You launched a brand new program. Mm-hmm. Before even creating the program, you landed what, 20 clients? Well, mm-hmm. give us the whole thing. So like you got in, you started implementing. And here's one of the cool things, if I may say, we spoke and you was like, you told me about the incident with this other coach, right? Right. And you told me how that went and we spoke and we had our conversation. You was like, all right, cool. So you pulled the trigger and moved forward. And then kind of tell us about the experience once you pulled the trigger, what happened, results, all that good stuff.
The very first part, I knew right out the gate when I was looking at the program, I was like, if I can get this to work, and I can get, because I knew that I had a good message. It was really about, but I didn't know how to really hone in on the message to make it appealing to the masses. I knew my business. I knew that I had a solid product, but I didn't know how to package it up with and put a bow around it and get it out to the people, right? So when I saw your program and I dived in, I was like, this is exactly what I needed. And it was so easy because all I had to do was follow the steps. It wasn't like I had to... and it's work. You got to put the work in, but anything that's, you know, worth working for. But I realized that there were some things that I did in my real estate business that I was going to have to flip to my coaching business. But you helped me really design a program that allowed me to hone in on the specific client that I wanted to work with and not just kind of being all over the place. Because initially in my real estate business, I was kind of just, you want to buy a house, you want to buy a house, you want to sell a house, you want to sell a house. So I was just selling. You really helped me perfect my craft in the sense of who do I really want to work with? And then getting my message together. Once I was able to really get a solid message together, it was over from there. A solid message with a great program, that's really all you need. And then to be able to come up with the package that you gave us that helped us put it in front of the masses, it really sold itself, because it was really just about the branding, helping me brand myself and putting that the messaging with it, and then understanding who I'm speaking to. And you gave me one of the most powerful things that I ever could have come across. I stopped being a salesperson, and you taught me how to attract the business as opposed to selling a business. And that changed the whole game for me. Mm-hmm.
Game changer. So let me ask you this, because you mentioned it when we did the 3-day event a couple events ago. So like, so you did $100,000 in about 6 weeks at the house, right? So what in the real estate, so like, because obviously that's extra on top of what you already do in your real estate business. So compare, so not necessarily comparing the two, but historically, how much work and how much effort would it normally have taken you to make $100,000 in your other business?
What? Are you serious? Oh my gosh. Especially when I first started out. We're talking about 6 weeks. So I didn't start making $100,000 a month in my real estate business. And actually last year, I did it one month last year. And that was in my third year. And then this year I did it 1 month in my real estate business itself. But here with this coaching program, and I know I'm not supposed to say this to you, but I'm gonna say it anyway. I was getting so many appointments and I didn't have my sales team in place. So I had to turn the program off because it was coming too fast. And I know we're not supposed to turn it off, but I was getting so busy that I began to neglect my real estate business, because this had me just, the business really on steroids. So I really could have done 100,000 that second week too. But that second month too, but I didn't, because I had to turn everything. I had to completely turn it off and go back and get my sales team. And now next week, we'll go back to turning it on. But long story short, it took me 3 years to get to the point where I made $100,000 in 1 month in my real estate business. And I did it here in 6 weeks.
Very interesting. So let's talk about the how a little bit. You got anything, Wes?
Yeah. Real quick. So coming from the first Instagram coach and pivoting over to what Marquell was offering in CAU, how easy or how reluctant were you? Because obviously, and a lot of people are watching now, experience what's called coach hurt.
Yeah.
Coach hurt. And, you know, here's this new guy, hat tilted to the back. How easy was that to say, okay, you know, this is another coach I'm going to give a chance with? What was it about the CAU that made you say, all right, I'm going full steam ahead?
So first of all, honestly, I had talked to two other people before then. And then once I got to CAU, I still was hard-nosed. Like I still, because I had that was a very painful situation for me. So when I talked to the salesperson at first, I was like, have Marquell call me. I appreciate it. Thank you for this time that we've spent. However, please have Marquell himself call me. So after I got on the phone with Marquell, I think the most important thing for me was that I was able to see myself and where I wanted to go and what he was talking to me about. And that's very, very important to me. If you don't know my struggles, you haven't been, even though it's different industries, if you don't know my struggles and what you are presenting to me is not going to help me impact my struggle, the struggles that I know that the business that I'm about to put out is going to face, is going to be hard for me. So Marquell was, and it was like in 20 minutes, he called me back. He was down to earth. He was very, very informative. And the first person was informative too, but it was just kind of like, okay, if I'm going to get burned in the end, let me get burned by the person that is, his name is on this thing. It really, really, when he went through what the modules would be, I knew that it was the gaps that were in my process. So with everybody else that I had talked to, it was just about the money for them. Mm-hmm. And with him, it really, and it proved to be true, these couple months later, it was really for him about, I don't have to take you. Like, I'm interviewing you the same way you're interviewing me. I'm like, what? So it was really like, he cared, and he only wanted to work with people who were passionate enough to really carry their business to the next level. So it was like, I'm going to interview you while you interviewing me, and that don't mean that I'm going to take you either.
Nice, nice, nice.
Cool. Anybody got any questions? You got any questions on your end, Wes? So I got a couple more.
No questions over here.
So let's talk about the how a little bit. So some people are like, all right, great. 100 grand, 6 weeks. All right, how? So I know the biggest thing hopefully they didn't miss is you said the messaging. You knew you had a great offer. You knew you had a great program that you could offer people. But the first thing we dove into is the messaging. What else? If somebody was listening, was like, all right, well, what steps did you take? What are the kind of actionable steps you would give them that you implemented throughout this process to accelerate? Because you accelerated it because you came in and took action and so forth. So what other steps would you give them that, okay, this is what else I did? Because now you're at a point where, because like, let me just kind of give y'all some context. So like Nicole said, she came in, started questioning, got to the point where she was like overwhelmed with like client flow. Like that's a beautiful place to be in when you're in a point where like you got so much business coming in that you got to shut it off. So now she's at the point where hiring a new sales team. And I made a video earlier. A lot of people try to hire a sales team too early. And typically when a client comes to us and they're ready to hire a sales team, depending on where they are, we typically advise against it. And even Nicole and I had this conversation early on. She was like, you think I should hire a sales team right now? And I'm like, well, not right now. Let's do this, this, and this first. Now we did that. So now we, because I was like, I got somebody for you once we get you here, but we want to get you here first. Now she was like, all right, bet. And that's the biggest thing when the coach, I was like, all right, bet. She just do it. She did it, got her there. So now she's on board on the sales team so she can actually scale, you know, even further. So she actually did every step. And now she's at a point where like, let me hire some people, but now this thing runs like a machine. So what would you say some other action steps you gave people, you would give people that you implemented throughout this process to get these results?
So those first 2 weeks, it wasn't going. Honestly, it just wasn't going how I felt like it should go, but it was me. What I realized is that I wasn't putting the effort in. I really thought that, okay, I paid the money, so it should just work. Like, I should put minimal effort in. Let me put an hour to a day in this and let me just, you know, have a program that works. And that wasn't the case. It's truly, you truly are going to get out what you put in. So I read a book, and I think Ramon is watching right now. Ramon had given me a book to read called Miracle Mornings. So I was ending the book of Miracle Mornings at the time while I was going through this process. So it talked about waking up 2 hours early. So I ended up having to wake up 4 hours earlier than my normal day. So I was getting up at 4 a.m. instead of 8 a.m. Shouldn't have been sleeping to 8 anyway, but I was guilty as charged. But I started getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and I took that 4 o'clock to 8 o'clock for those 3 weeks to just, and I wasn't working it every day, but I was doing four solid days a week to just really nail it, get it, understand it. And that was what made the difference when I actually just followed the program, really put the work in. Because if you put the work in, the program works clearly, i.e. I'm here. But it was really, that's what made the difference. Just really putting the work in and spending those 4 hours. I think I did 4 hours 3 days a week and being disciplined enough to actually really get up at 4 o'clock. Because I know once 8 o'clock hits, I still have a full-time real estate business to run. So I knew by the time 8 o'clock hit, I was going to be in my day. And I was complaining those first 2 weeks with Andre, and Andre was like, are you doing the work? Are you doing the work? And I was like, well, okay. So I had to take that away. I had to take that away to say, yes, I am doing the work. And when I committed to those 4 hours, those 3 days a week, boom, it went on steroids.
Perfect. So I want to point something out, y'all. Like when Nicole started working with us, she was already winning at a really high level, right? So she was sleeping to 8 and the whole 9 yards. She had afforded herself where she can sleep to 8.
Yes.
Now she was like, she wanted to level up in another area. So she was willing to sacrifice 4 hours of sleep. Y'all may be surprised at telling Wes, we get people that tell us that 10 a.m. is too early because I'm on the West Coast. So that's 7 for me. We'll be like, huh? So people don't really understand. Like sometimes you like, okay, for me to make this happen, I need to get up not 2 hours early, but I need to get up 4 hours early at 4 a.m. Most people would not do that. So if y'all taking notes, that's one of the biggest things you want to take away is like, that's how Nicole has been able to crush it at being the top 1% in the real estate agent field, investor field, and now in the real estate coaching field, because he's willing to do the stuff that most people aren't willing to do, which is sacrifice 4 hours of sleep. Most people just ain't going to do that. You know what I'm saying? But she was willing to do that because she was like, I know I need to do this now, and I take the sacrifice now. It's going to get me to where I want to be. And that's why. Because a lot of people be thinking like, well, what do I say? What do I say in my ad? Or what's the right targeting? Or what do I say on the phone call? That's part of it. But it's that mental stuff. It's that stuff you can't teach. Like that what Nicole shared about, I got up at 4 o'clock. Like, you can't teach that. You know what I'm saying? You got to like have that. If you got that and you show up with that, that's how you win. You know what I'm saying? So some people want to come and they'll compare themselves to Nicole, but they sleep till 9, or they jump up at 7 and they start checking emails and watching video, don't do nothing else. They don't implement. But you'd be like, well, why Nicole winning? Well, Nicole get up at 4, she's implementing, doing the work. And that's the big difference. I want to make sure that we just breeze over that, and people pick up that nugget.
You know, as you were saying it, Markwell, you know, what came to mind is this morning I was on a call with Dr. V, and she said, actually, she made a post on it. She said, I chose my purpose over comfort. And immediately when you said that, it's like, yo, that's like how, you know, Markwell always talks about simplify to multiply. All that what you just said was just narrowed down into one sentence. Choosing your purpose over comfort, just for a time being. It doesn't have to be forever. People feel that I'm gonna have to do this forever. No, if you do it right, concentrated for such a short time, that's change it. The trajectory.
I mean, I get
that's point. So true. It's the same thing that happened in my real estate business. I was up at 5 a.m. I wasn't up at 4, but I was up at 5 a.m. getting my phone calls, answer my emails. I was doing, it's our morning ritual, right? Mm-hmm. And then once my business got successful to the point where I was able to hire people to do some of the stuff that I was getting up to 4, then I was able to scale back and, you know, kind of get up to 7, get moving to 8. But now it's a new business. So you got to go back to that morning ritual of building. And when you're building, you can't sleep until 6, 7 a.m. It don't work. You got to be up when it's still dark outside.
Don't hear you, Nicole.
Let me ask you something, Nicole. What I see a lot of real estate agents do often is they get caught up with the instant gratification, the sale. I'm about to get this amount of commission off of this sale. What do you have in place for you and your team? What do you guys do different in regards to customer relationship management? Because for most individuals, purchasing a home is probably the most the greatest investment they're gonna make in their lifetime. So what do you guys do to cultivate that relationship, to let them know like, hey, it's not just a transaction for us. We are here so that when you're purchasing your other home for your kid, I'm the real estate agent you think about as well. What do you guys do differently?
So the biggest thing, honestly, Wes, for me is that I'm just a vehicle. I know that God put me here to be the vehicle to lead people to financial freedom through home ownership and investing. So I'm actually doing my kingdom work. I'm doing what? I'm walking in my purpose, and my purpose has been the vehicle that has led me to my passion. And the money for me is just a perk. I love people. I love helping people. So, and this may be too graphic of a story, but I'm going to tell it anyway. Y'all know I'm a storyteller. So, long years and years and years ago, there was somebody that had told me that she was a crackhead. And I was like, why are you doing something that will make you sell your body and do all of this crazy stuff? And we're rescuing you from crack homes. What is it about it? So she told me that every time she got high, she was chasing that first high and she could never catch it. So every time she would get high, and I'm like, I don't ever want to feel that, right? When I helped my first client close on their house, and it was somebody who had lived in an apartment that was filled with mildew, and her baby kept getting sick from the mildew, and they couldn't understand why the baby was getting sick. Come to find out, it was the mildew that was in the apartment that was making the baby get sick. So when I sold my first house to her, and then my second house was a client that was her and her husband were 25. They were pregnant, getting ready to have the baby. It took me back to when that young lady told me about chasing her first high. Now for me, this is like my crack. every time I close a house, I'm chasing that high, because the feeling that I get from helping people cross the finish line, whether it's them being a first-time home buyer or repeat home buyer, helping them build their real estate portfolio, whatever it is, that feeling is a feeling for me that I can't explain. Every time I feel it, it's like, oh, I got to feel that again. Oh, I got to feel that again, because I'm a helpmate. I'm a help, you know, I like to help people. And that part of it is just something that I would do this for free. I get a chance to get up every day and do what I love, and I just happen to get paid for it.
Awesome.
And
awesome,
that shines story through in my sales, because people can see that.
I love it. Totally makes sense. Totally makes sense. I love it. So I got a couple more questions. Last two. So, I mean, it's probably a crazy question, but so how do you feel about the results so far in terms of your real estate coaching business? And how do you feel like what you put together over these short amount of weeks, for the most part, how do you feel like, or how has it already impacted your personal life, right? And how do you feel like it's going to impact your life going forward? Because the money is great, right? But how does that help your personal life and ongoing life going forward as well?
So people see that side of real estate agents, that they see us putting on a pretty dress or a nice suit, and they see us at the closing table like, hey, close another one. But they don't realize that this real estate business is taxing. You're dealing with so many people inside of a transaction. A transaction can go left at any time because of an appraisal, inspection. You're dealing with the seller, the buyer, the other agent. It's so many areas where this job, although I love it, it's a high stress job. So I was working 12, 13 hours a day. Now I'm going to be able to triple my income and work a fourth of the time. So to be able to really have my life back, to really be able to spend true quality time with my family, to really be able, because real estate agents don't go on vacation. Right. You see us on vacation, we on our phones in the airport, like, yeah, tell the closing attorney, you know, while we racing to the plane. We don't have days off. It's a 7 day a week job. So to really be able to scale that part back and have a better result with half the time put into it. That part for me is like, wait a minute, so I can make this kind of $100,000 a month plus if I decide to, because I turned the program on. If I turned it back on, it would have been ridiculous. To make that kind of money in this short of time, in my mind, I'm feeling like, gotta keep doing real estate because it's my baby. But honestly, in my mind, I was saying, how long am I still gonna be selling real estate? Because it just don't make sense. When you think about 12 hours versus 2-3 hours a day, it don't make sense.
Right.
Let me ask you this, Nicole, real quick. One last question. How easy was it, or how difficult was it to pivot when COVID came? A lot of real estate agents that I have in my circle of influence, come March, June, July, they were just crying like, Wes, my business is face-to-face. And they were not able to transition over to a virtual experience like you have. How easy was it? Or were you doing virtual before COVID?
I was doing 50% virtual before COVID because I touched such a high level on such a high number of people every day. I was already doing social media marketing. I was already doing meetings via Zoom because I could touch more people at one time. Because really, real estate is really just explaining the same thing over and over again. So I had already perfected the fact of, it don't make sense for me to have this conversation about what it takes to qualify for with just one person. I was already having home buying seminars once a month via Zoom anyway. So this wasn't a huge transition for me. Like, my business never took a hit, especially when they said that real estate was that we could still continue to work through the pandemic, that we were essential workers.
She sounds like
essential, though. They didn't have to tell me that.
She sounds like a typical CAU client, Markwell. We've been online even before the pandemic.
Right. Exactly. So it was a bandemic for all of our clients. All our clients are still getting them bands. The pandemic for all the PAU clubs. For sure. So my last question. Hold on. Let's reconnect. All right, cool. So my last question, I think, is because I won't keep you much longer. So if you was to give everybody who's listening some advice, let's say they're considering working with us, on the fence, thinking about it, what advice would you give them if they decided to move forward, or if they're on the fence? Or if they're on the fence, what advice would you give them? If they decide to move forward, what advice would you give them to maximize the experience of working with us?
So if you're on the fence, my only advice to the people that are on the fence is really look at where you are income-wise, and is that where you want to be? And if it's not, you got to do something different to get you to where you want to be. And I wouldn't let the amount of money that they charge in comparison to what you make, it is no comparison. So I would just say move, act, do something. And for the people that are already in the program, each one of these modules, I thought that I had it. And the it is in all of those modules. I thought that I had it. But the fact that each one of those modules breaks it down to the simplest compound, take each one of those modules serious, move forward with excellency, move forward rapidly, because time is of the essence. You don't want to go into the first of the year doing what you're doing now. You got time. We still got 8 weeks left. It's 8 weeks. 8 weeks. It took me 6 weeks to make 100. You can make that 100 by Christmas.
Could make a hope be a nice Christmas, right? Be a real nice Christmas.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah. I like shoes.
Nicole, what do you say? What do you say to that entrepreneur, the ones who are wired like myself, who are like, I ain't got to pay for this. I'm gonna just watch his Marquell's free YouTube channel. I'm gonna watch these free virtual workshops, and I'm gonna just Google my way to success. What do you say to someone like that who feel that, you know what, this free stuff is great. I'm gonna implement right after this call. And I don't need to invest in a coach. What do you say to that person in regards to plateauing and elevating to the next level?
One of the things that I'm telling my coaching clients is the first thing is you don't know what you don't know. The second thing is, so a lot of the stuff that was in there, like I said, I thought I can't eat until I got this program. I was like, you ain't know nothing. You thought you was smart. And look at this thing. He didn't put a package together, stuff that really the thoughts that were in my mind and that I didn't know how to execute, and I'm a very, very intelligent person. The thoughts that were in my mind and I couldn't figure out how to execute, and there's some things that I just never would have thought about. He's crossed every barrier and he's put everything inside of this program. And last week they added some more stuff to the program. So tomorrow and Thursday, I gotta get up at 4 a.m. again, thanks Marquell, to get this new module that he just put out last week. But I honestly would just say, for people that are wired like you and think that you can do it on your own, if you can do it on your own, and if it was already, and if it was in the free stuff, or if it was Google, that ain't a word, I made that up. If it was Google, you would be doing it already.
Yeah,
it's true.
I'm done, man. I'm good.
And by the way, I'm gonna just say this publicly. Nicole said, once we get it, I think once we get the business, what was it, Nicole? Quote me just to make sure I'm right. I got it in my messages now, so I can pull my boxer up. But I think it was like, once we get the business to a meal or 2 meal, she buy me something. I think it was a Rolex or a car. And then once we get it to 5 meal, it's in my box.
The Rolex is the meal. And
once we get the business to a meal, I get a Rolex.
Uh-huh.
And then once we get to five meal, I get a car.
Absolutely.
So I'm saying that publicly. So the Rolex, I like gold. Right, so I have me a rollie within the next few months or so.
Absolutely.
And I'm gonna flex it on social media. I gotta flex it on social media.
Nicole, are you putting something in the chat? I see something coming through. Wes, you will also get a gift. Oh, it came through. Your Wi-Fi is messing up, but I got the message. Thank you.
When I hit that 5 million, everybody is. When I hit that 5 million. Everybody gets a gift.
Everybody gets a gift.
Everybody get a car. You get a car. You get a car. You get a car. You get a car. Bet. Any questions on your end, Wes?
No, man. I guess everyone today is just viewing and just taking it in. No questions. Cool, you're leaving cool. them in awe.
The last thing that I do want to say, Marquell, is that Marquell is absolutely amazing and has put an amazing.
You meet it up. There you go.
The thing that I definitely suggest too is that the people that he has working for him, his team, is so amazing and so dope. So when you join, you're not only getting Marquell, you're getting a team of professionals that really, a whole team of people that really care about your success. Dre is like that person that's going to be the kick in the butt when you really need it, but it's like that nice kick in the butt and you don't realize you got kicked in the butt until you got out off the call. That's Dre. And then CeCe is just so caring. And then the messaging that, because my challenge, honestly, is that I struggle with creating good messaging. So they have somebody in place that can help you dive into your messaging. So the areas where you think that you'll struggle and that you may not be strong in, they cover all the bases and taking all the excuses away. So if messaging and you really coming up with great content is the problem, the program for you.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Thank you so much. So everybody listening right now, if you're on Facebook and you want to come see how we make and help you, comment in the chat, CAU. Wes will reach out to you, have a quick chat just to kind of see where you are, see what you're looking to go, and then Wes will kind of map out a game plan to help you get there. See if we can help. And if you're on Instagram, just shoot me a DM because these messages be moving so fast, it'll be hard to see who put CAU. So just shoot me a DM and then we'll kind of see what you're up to. And mainly we work with like coaches, consultants, service providers. If you sell something from 3,000, 10,000 or more, or if you want to package your knowledge and expertise, kind of like how Nicole packaged her knowledge and expertise about real estate and turn it into a program, you want to do that and charge 3,000, 10,000 and actually attract clients to help you do that. Or if you're at a point where you just want to scale and get more clients and automate the whole process, you know, we can potentially help you. So comment CAU if you're on Facebook. If you're on Instagram, shoot me a DM. So be apparel, shoot me a DM instead of comment CAU. So Instagram, shoot me a DM. And if you're on Facebook, comment CAU. Because once this Instagram thing deletes, once it ends, the comments go away too. So shoot me a DM, Facebook, comment CAU. And that's all I got. Thank y'all so much. Thank you, Nicole, as always. And everybody, thank y'all so much for checking us out. God bless you all. Love you all. And this session is a wrap. Talk to y'all soon. Thank you, Nicole.
Adios, y'all.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Stat, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.